Hello.
This is Lauren giving a call from customer support. Can I have the zip code?
Yes, 30039.
For security purposes, can you give me the first and last name and verify your shipping address?
Shaw King and 4165 Bridal Gate Way, Snellville, Georgia, 30039.
I see on October 5th you ordered the Gallup Advance Mail Enhancer, paid shipping and handling up front of $397 and $497, and you are eligible for that 35% discount on all future shipment. How can I assist you?
Well, when we ordered it off, it was an advertisement on Facebook. We didn't know it was a membership.
Yes, now I could just put the account on a 30-day hold because it does help with increasing the strength if you're using it.
We haven't used it at all because we don't even know if the ingredients, the gelatin in it, if it is, if it's pink gelatin, because if it is, then we can't use it at all.
All right. Well, I can put the account on a 30-day hold. It just stops you from receiving any future charges or any future shipment, but the hold will be up by November 15th.
No, we want to cancel.
All right. Not even if I could as well do that 50% discount as well, send out a free courtesy bottle for you.
No, that's fine. We're just going to cancel.
All right,
because
well,
they just charged our cards today, and we didn't know that was a membership, and we didn't know it was going to be $98, so they came off the card today.
Yes, but I did go ahead and get your account canceled, so you won't receive any future shipments or any future charges.
Okay, so what about the charges that's on there now?
That's for the shipment reversed? That's all for the shipment you have received already on October the 10th, not for any new shipment.
It said what?
It's not for any new shipment. It's for the shipment you received on October the 10th.
That's another charge?
Yeah.
They just charged another one of $88.99. What is that?
You have two shipments. You have one mail enhancer, then you have another mail enhancer that helps with the post-workout. Those are two different charges, two different products. But it's not for any new shipment.
The other one was free. Is it free? You got to pay the shipping and handling.
It wasn't a free. It wasn't a free. You paid shipping and handling up front, and it was a 14-day trial. So if you would have called the council from your 14-day trial, you would have been charged for the full cost of the product on the 15th
day. Okay, well, I just disputed with the bank. That's all.
Yes, so what your credit card company goes by, they go by the terms and conditions of the product as well as with the tracking
number.
Yeah, but
I can still dispute it. I'll dispute
it. You can't. When they do call in on your behalf, you'll be in eligible back for a refund.
That wasn't no trial.
If I can provide you on the phone with the webpage,
and I'm going to send the pills back because it's got gelatin in it. We don't eat gelatin.
Okay, we don't take the product back. So everything does go by the terms and conditions. So you have to do that before you purchase the order.
So I know that's a valid. I don't have to argue with you about it.
You don't, but I'm just letting you know what they do.
I know you don't.
Okay, so as far as the refund, the only thing we do back is a 35% refund, ma'am. But you're eligible back for a refund. Due to not calling in the counsel from the 14-day trial.
We'll get it back. We'll say this is a fraudulent charge.
It's not a fraudulent charge because if you authorize the charge on October the 5th for the product, then it wouldn't be fraudulent. So as far as a refund, they go by the terms and conditions.
What the fuck you worried about it for?
I'm going to disconnect the call because, but as far as a refund, the only thing that we can do is a 50.